Good morning. Welcome to Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is Tuesday morning. We are July 7th at 6:07. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
EMC is our early morning crew. Good morning, too. We always appreciate you listening, whether you are driving to work, driving home from work, dropping the kiddos off at sports, or, I mean, those are the three that I always mention. What else are you doing to be up at 6:07 listening to the Jen and Tim Show? I feel like there's
a
glaring...
Did you say working out?
Working out is another good one.
Yeah, maybe that. Or maybe you're currently on a jog, a run of some sort.
Yeah. Way to ruin your day. But if you want to start off with a jog, that's fine with me. No, I admire runners.
I see you running every morning when I come in. I'm like, you are good for you.
My brother texted me the other day, and he said that he is running a marathon.
Is he really?
And he is training for this marathon. Wow. His name is Kevin. He's 2.5 years younger than I am. And I thought to myself, if I tried to do that right now, I would probably literally pass away halfway through if I even made it to that point in time. He just loves to run. I have a cousin. Her name's Nikki. She's a year older than me. She loves to run. There are just people that just love to run. And I used to, before I had like some back issues and things, I used to bike all the time. You know, I did like the Velasano. I did 50 miles and that. But running has never been in my DNA. When I played sports in high school, I hated running to train for the sport. Like, it just is not, that's never been my thing.
Yeah, same.
Can you imagine that, running a marathon? I've been to 5K as a poke. That's a distance.
No, I cannot. And I feel like running is really a love or hate. You're either like super, super into it, or you're like absolutely no way.
Yes.
There's no like gentle runner. Like, I'm just going to do it for funsies. Like, it's not that.
I just admire that. My buddy Mike, his wife runs, once again, marathons and all sorts of things. And his son, Sean, is like the fastest kid, I feel like, in Lake County, or one of the top 10 or whatever. And just smiling and running and going back
good
at it.
For you.
I know.
Good for you. That is so great.
I'm so lazy.
Same.
I have to walk from the garage to here, and I'm like,
oh, God. And God forbid the elevator's broken one day.
And then up a flight?
That is a lot.
Nobody deserves that.
No.
All right, let's get started. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. So you are running, and I went to get ice cream yesterday for Scoop Squad. That's where I'm at in life. Just a reminder, producer Stevie chose this name. We kicked this round off of Dead Guy in the Envelope on June 24th. Names like Alex Trebek, Liam Payne, Jerry Garcia, Freddie Mercury, Frank Sinatra, Clive Davis, Gene Hackman, and yesterday was James Vanderbeek. Those are the names that have been guessed so far.
So who do you want to guess today? We take one guess today. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope. Good luck.
You've already begun to narrow it down.
Not barely.
You're doing very, very well. Last round, couple of months. That's all it took. All right, well, longer than that. 216-343-1021. EMCs, what's your guess this morning? Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Are you running right now?
No.
You're not? Yeah. I do not understand. I admire running. I just don't know how people do it. Those lengthy, long distances and everything, it's admirable. I don't know.
It is. Well, are you calling for a guess for Dead Guy in an Envelope?
I am. Is it Michael Jackson?
That's a great guess. It's not Michael Jackson.
Not Michael Jackson. Speaking of great guesses, I do have a question about that next. So I have a quick question. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. We just had a guess for Dead Guy in the Envelope, which is how we start the show. We take a guess, we move on. Every day we've done this for 2 years?
Way too long.
Last year, this year at least. So it went something like this.
Is it Michael Jackson?
That's a great guess.
Michael Jackson, you said it's a great guess. It's
right.
The go-to, you say everyone's a great guess.
I do. I say that a lot. I mean, always is a great guest, usually.
We appreciate you calling. You're listening. It's our EMCs. We call you our early morning crew. This is a very special crew. We've talked about it before. If it's your first time into the Jen and Tim Show, it's 6:17. We're live. A lot of other people are, I don't know, they've recorded it yesterday or whatever it is. We're not the case. So we bond with our EMCs early in the morning because, you know, why are you awake? Is it driving home from work? You're up early. You're headed to work. Kiddos have sports. You mentioned working out. Anything else? I want to know what guess has to be taken for it not to be a good guess.
We've had
a Moses.
I don't think that's
a superior guess.
See, I don't think I would say great guess on that one. I don't think I would. Or if like somebody
John
guessed,
Quincy Adams?
Like a George Washington, I wouldn't say, ooh, great guess on George Washington. I wouldn't say that.
Yeah. I just was curious if there was one standout.
You know what I'm curious about? Why would you do that?
You just did it live, so I just wanted to enhance it. It's my job. Plus, there's no way you're set up by now. That was a one-off.
I can easily.
That was a one-off.
Well,
I know you were not going to be able to overdo it today.
I didn't want to overdo it. I have a question for you. I can't believe there's something about Dead Guy in an Envelope.
That you love. I know. That's next.
I cannot believe you haven't said anything about this since you were gone last week. And I reported all the guesses to you. There's something I cannot believe you haven't
asked. I feel like four of the five you reported. I feel like I'm missing one. I think I'm missing Fridays.
Well, I got to tell. I
just look to see if there is a winner because that seems to mysteriously always happen when I'm on vacation.
There's just a question I can't believe you haven't asked me.
About the game?
Yes, and I want to get to that next.
Okay,
yes.
That's next. A little nervous. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
So you were gone last week. We took a guess every day for Dead Guy in an Envelope, and I didn't have the list. So I just winged it. I was winging it every day because I didn't double-check if we had a double guess.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't believe you didn't call me out for that. And I don't know why I'm calling myself out for it, but it was just funny to me because the first day you were off and I took our caller and I forget if it was Frank's and I can't remember who the day one guest was, but immediately when they said that I thought to myself, I don't know if this has been guessed yet.
Yeah, that's a good call. I was probably just thinking to myself since we had 1, 2, 3 guesses prior to Frank Sinatra. So to have a repeat guess, I feel it was very, very low. So you're right. That did not even hit my mouth.
That didn't even hit your mouth. Yeah. Oh, I see. Because it's like such a fresh game.
It'd be one thing if it was a laundry list of names. And we should, as we get in probably next Monday, I would think, we'll try to get the updated list posted as we go down. Because, how are you going to remember all those names? You're not going to remember those
and
names.
If you take a day off again, I probably should get that list from you. Is it alphabetized?
Got another one coming up. No, just in my notes app. Like any other normal human.
Right.
In your notes app, Dead Guy, I have the start date and the list of now 9 names.
What about when you enter a name, you enter it like before or after alphabetically where it would go so that as you're entering it, you're alphabetizing.
Next round.
God.
Next round, I'll do that.
Okay.
Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Good morning to you. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
Jen, yesterday during the 3 things, you had a story about black bears, which reminded me of a video I saw over the weekend of this woman who encountered a grizzly bear.
Did she fluff out?
Oh, my gosh.
I would say she fluffed out, had some unique noises.
If they come towards you, you remember, you stand still, you fluff out like you do a bear. Did anybody call and say that that's incorrect? Aren't you supposed to stand? Black bear and grizzly bear are different. They are a different bear. I think you do different things. First of all, if I saw what everybody else tells you not to do and run as fast as my legs can possibly go.
Oh, you're cooked then.
Which then I'm cooked. I know. You would just stand there and let that thing sniff you?
First of all, I just have never heard fluff out as a term.
Play it again. Play it, please. Please. If they come towards you, you remember, you stand still, you fluff out like you do a bear. Fluff out.
In this video, the bear was fluffing out.
The bear was fluffing out. I feel like the bear fluffs out. As a human, I don't know that you should fluff out. Well, you're saying you have to do a different fluff for each bear?
No, I don't think you fluff out for a grizzly. I think you fluff out for a black bear.
Because
you want to be as large as possible.
I need to look this up. You're telling me.
This is not.
If a bear were in front of you, you would stand there looking and be like, well, better fluff out.
No, I just told you what I would do.
Oh, you would
screaming. I would run from Menor to Perry in about 0.3 seconds. Right. No, I know that. And if we have any bear experts, if you've ever fluffed out.
I don't.
216.
It's so uncomfortable.
1021. But no, Stevie on the socials. The bear fluffing out? Maybe I had it backwards. I don't know. That's next.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
So I came across the video on TikTok. It's going viral, has over 30 million views. And it was just this grizzly bear in the woods. And this, all you see is a leash and a dog. And this bear is circling this dog and this woman that's walking her dog. And she's trying to scare off the bear from... You know, it was like doing the circle method before it attacks. So she was trying to scare off this bear, basically. And she was out for her morning walk with her dog. They said that they're camping. So she was wanting to do a quick trip out because they had a hiking day yesterday. They were tired. So they wanted a quick trip out. And all of a sudden, the grizzly bear's there. And this is how she's trying to get rid of the grizzly bear.
Hey. Stop. Enough. Hey. No. No. Hey. Stop. Stop. Enough. No. Hey. Hey. Stop. Stop it. Go away. Go. Enough. Dad.
Good for her.
It's really good for her.
And the
I can't even
like,
imagine.
I don't think you understand how close. It's like me and you apart.
Is
like,
it really?
Oh, my gosh. Steve showed me this video. It's crazy. And good for that woman is, I mean, you could tell, obviously, is scared. Mm-hmm. But like.
Did she fluff out?
Good for her. You don't see her. You just see her dog.
And you just see the dog leash. Like,
yeah. On the leash.
Dog I didn't is see that pretty yesterday. Calm. Didn't bark.
Yeah.
I think the dog knew it was about to be food if it. Didn't cooperate.
Yeah, but I can't believe how again she's making all those noises and good for her. The high pitched squeal that would come out of me if a bear were that close to me, I would in no way be able to go.
I'd be running.
Stop.
Stop.
Like that? Or?
No, Nate! Not like that.
Nate!
Maybe more like that.
And you mentioned this because yesterday there was black bear stories. I think it was in Mohican and a couple of other
Pepper
areas.
Pepper Pike.
Ever had a bear encounter? I need one person. Well, they're around Northeast Ohio, apparently, and I feel like they're always east side. Obviously, Mohican's not east side.
Always east side.
Pepper Pike?
I mean, yep.
216-343-1021. Maybe you were in the Smoky Mountains and saw them. I don't know. That is unbelievable. All right, Stevie on the socials. Talking about bear sightings, the Star 102, Cleveland's
Feel
Good Favorites.
You remember, you stand still, yep. You fluff out like you do a bear.
What did Google say?
It said fluff out.
Yes.
I
if
stand
a black
corrected.
Bear approaches you, you should make yourself look as large and intimidating as possible, a.k.a. fluff out.
I thought you made up fluffing out because it sounds like something you would say. I have never heard that as a term of physical movement, and I stand corrected. I can't believe you were right on fluffing out.
Saw a bear, Stevie?
Yeah, I saw a bear.
Did you just stand still and play dead?
It wasn't close to me. I was at Yellowstone, so I was in the bear's home. And it was off in the distance, and you're not allowed to approach the bear there.
Okay.
There are, like, rangers around. So if there's a bear in the area, because sometimes you go to Yellowstone, you don't really see that many bears.
Okay.
Like, they're not often you see them. So they have a ranger around because they don't want people approaching bear. So that there would be no fluff out situation.
Yeah, we don't need
no need to
out.
Fluff. Yeah,
you wanted to get in. Go ahead.
Went to Alaska a couple times, and on excursions I've done, the leaders carry bear spray. It's like a bear repellent spray. And whenever you encounter a bear, you're supposed to just stand still, freeze, and pretend you're dead.
Man, there is no way. There is no way I could do that. I would run and be eaten by and be mauled by the bear.
Yeah.
Could you imagine standing still?
No.
How brave you would have to be?
I could never stand still.
Oh, my goodness. And what is the scent that a bear hates?
I don't know, but my brother just had to use it. He's in Vermont right now. Sprayed the bear spray. And you're supposed to spray it down, I guess. That makes it dissipate because there was a bear literally on a path in front of him. They're freaking out. His son was with them. It wafted back into their eyes. And they, like, three of them got, it was, like, really, really bad. Like, I don't know what's in it, but it would be, like, macing your eyes.
Talking about bear sightings on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
You are not going to believe this story Cameron just sent us. He said, up in northern Massachusetts, my wife and I were tent camping. The neighboring campsite got in a fight. They had a big blowout. They abandoned their tent. Everybody left. Four black bear came, demolished their tent, getting all their food, everything that was abandoned. Then they came over to our tent. We started making noise and everything to let them know that it wasn't abandoned. They were still trying to get in. So I unzipped the tent, threw a sleeping bag over its head, and that confused it long enough for us to get to the camper.
What?
Are you the bravest human I have ever heard of in my life? You unzipped your tent and threw a sleeping bag over
Not a even
bear's
a superhero would
head?
Do that.
That's crazy.
What?
Oh my, I cannot
Could
imagine.
You do that?
No! Have you met me? Do you know the high-pitched squealing that would be? I would literally be screaming, and then that would be freaking out the bear. It would be making it attack me more. I'd be a goner.
Cameron has messaged this show for years. I see him in a different light now.
Same.
He is not. He is part non-human.
You're
he is
amazing.
Part superhero. I don't know.
And then I imagine if I were the person in the tent with Cameron who says I'm going to open this up and throw a tent over its head, that would make me freak out further.
Yeah.
I'm sure that would go well. In that situation.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice job, Cameron. We never talked about this. So there you go. There's another possible way you can address it. If you have a sleeping bag.
Throw it over the bear's head.
Good luck. Good luck. That's not Jen and Tim Show approved.
No, it is not.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Good Tuesday morning to you. Chance of a thunderstorm, but most of the day bright and warmer and also humid with a high of 80 degrees. Half hour away from a round of Trump Tui. Also week three of, are we calling it Scoop Squad?
We are calling it Scoop Squad.
Yeah. Scoop Squad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the video is posted. We'll share it over to Star 102. We'll talk about it at 8:10 and review it at 8:10. But if you want to check out the video, if you're on Facebook, if you're on Instagram, I'd imagine you're either on one or the other or both. Follow the Jen and Tim Show. Follow Star 102 Cleveland. You can check out where we went this week.
This Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce getting married got me to thinking about their wedding guests and how much they had to pay to go to this wedding. Now, obviously, Taylor and Travis, I'm sure, like, that covered their transportation to get to the wedding. They got favors, and they were like auctioning off cars at this wedding. Did you see that? They had like raffles and stuff like that.
Did they get watches? Did I read that there was a, like, each person got, I don't know if it was a Cartier, something on, there are so many little tidbits of confirmed and also unconfirmed info. But yeah, I'm sure they took care of it, but I told you this before, and he won't join us on the air, but I mean, it wasn't all celebrities.
Yeah.
There was a local guy that is a family friend of mine that went to the wedding and decided not to join us on the air, which is absolutely fine. But I mean, he's not rich. He's not a celebrity. He had to find his way there and find, you know, he and his wife, you know, outfits to wear, everything else. I mean, there's an entire thing that goes along with it.
That's to my point. I'm curious, on average, like how much have you ever spent at a wedding? Because, so I was looking at like what the average is. We have the average for a local wedding, a driving wedding, and a flight wedding. I just did this in June. Because you have to fly somewhere. You have to get hotel, all that. So, local, driving, and flight. Take a guess what you think each of them are. And then what's the most you ever did spend when you went to wedding? And the gift, too!
Very stat-aware.
You know I love a nice stat.
I knew it. I can see the smile.
You know I love a nice stat.
In the presentation.
A delight to the face.
This is all next. The price of attending a wedding. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
This is not the Taylor and Travis wedding, by the way, which we were just talking about, but I was thinking about how much it must.
Yeah, they said not to bring gifts.
They
remember?
Said not. Yeah, okay, so minus the gift for that, but you're flying to New York. They had people from all over the world coming to their wedding. If you go to a local wedding, average cost, here comes my stats, you know I love it, $270. That's a hefty price tag. But then if you drive somewhere on average, because you have to stay overnight and you got to get gas, hotel stays, all that stuff, plus the wedding gift, $840. Ooh.
$840?
If you are...
And those things you don't think about. All those...
No! But if you fly... Sorry, I got very upset with you there. No! $1,680 is the average price you're going to pay if you have to fly to a wedding. So if you average that all out, $610 per wedding that you attend. But I would... I mean, you think about all the things. So that it's not just the flight. Like, you're thinking, oh, I have to go out of town. You have to fly there. You have to get transportation from the airport to your hotel, wherever you're staying.
Whether it's an Uber or rental car.
I was just going to say, whether it's an Uber or rental car. And I just did this back in June, so I'm thinking it through. We rented a car. Then you have to pay for the hotel, and it's not just a one-night stay. That was a two-night stay for the hotel. Of course, you need a cute outfit and shoes and all that stuff. Then you need a gift for the couple when you get there, let alone before the wedding. And I don't even know if they average this in. If you went to the shower.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably don't average that in,
and then you
got
to buy a shower gift. In this particular instance, I threw the shower, too. So it was, I mean, it is absolutely crazy how much you spend going to a wedding, right?
Absolutely. I agree with all of that. Anybody confirm this? Did you spend more? Did you have to travel, I don't know, overseas or anything else that adds to that? I mean, a flight to, I don't know, Italy or something like that. Are you kidding me on top of that?
I would make that a big vacation. That would be amazing. Can you imagine?
That would be unbelievable. So on average, between the three, $610. What about you? 216-343-1021. You can always DM us, Jen and Tim Show, on all the socials as well. Entire conversation. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Like, on the horizon, I have a buddy getting married in Florida, and it would be the same thing. You need a flight. The things you don't think about, because when you're talking about – attending the wedding, right? You're just excited. You're thinking about, all right, maybe here's the gift or the gift card or this or off of a registry or something. Flights down there, obviously said you have to have all new clothes. I mean, you don't
have to. Of course you do.
But you gotta
look cute.
You gotta.
Of course.
You have to at least add to your favorite outfit or whatever it might be, let alone a hotel. That's probably at the very least two nights. You're not going down there for a night. Maybe.
Gotta do at least two nights. I mean, on average, I would think.
If you need a rental car.
Transportation. Yeah, the rental car for the. I mean, that's not cheap. None of that is cheap. Denise sent a message. She said, my son is getting married this September. They're paying for most of it themselves. But yes, agreed. It is very expensive. It is.
Are we invited, Denise?
Oh, yeah. Great question. She didn't say so.
You imagine that?
You willingly want to spend that kind of money on a couple you don't know?
Well, if they listen to the show.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
But
that's fair.
Otherwise,
you get an exclusive Jen and Tim show wedding gift.
We have a mug.
Don't ruin the surprise.
We could give that. We have.
I know.
Plenty of mugs.
Don't say that.
Throw in a shirt.
Wow. Now they know what we're going to give them if we go.
We get invited to a wedding because you listen to the show and we've never met you. There's about a 30% chance I give you one of those in-studio geese as a gift.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah, we can get another one.
Why would you ever get rid of our geese?
One of the geese. That is a great gift.
This just took a turn.
The goose of love. We call it the goose of love.
It's a goose of hate. If you take it out of here.
It has to be yours because it's easier to carry. Mine is probably 80 pounds.
You're not. So yours,
plus you have outfits. You can have a nice outfit that it could wear for the wedding.
You can't take my goose and give it to someone else. I bought that goose for this studio.
It's
that is my goose.
Our goose. So the goose.
You can't.
DM us an invite. We'll bring the goose.
The goose is not up for adoption. The goose lives here.
It's the goose of love now. Now
get a new goose.
Do we have a lovey-dovey outfit? Do we have?
I'm like sick over this. Why would you get? I can't even believe.
I'll buy another goose.
You would. I don't want another goose.
Of love.
This is our goose. You give another goose. You're not taking our goose. You could just buy a goose. And then it ruins the whole thing.
We don't have much else in here.
The mug and the t-shirt would have been fine.
No, that's really cheap. We need to add to that.
We could have added to that, but not with our studio.
But you just took it away.
Goose. Not that.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll move to something else then.
Yeah. All right. Let's move
on. Local wedding invite. DM Jen and Tim show. We won't bring the goose. We'll need something else.
You're not giving away our goose.
All right. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Good morning to you. It's the Jen and Tim show. It's Tuesday morning. Oh, it's a tasty Tuesday. We'll be getting to that. That's right. Week number three of, are we calling it Scoop Squad?
We're going with Scoop Squad.
It did stick.
We're sticking with it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So
much
Scoop Squad.
Than what you had.
This is a great idea that we just kind of came up with a few weeks ago. It's probably actually a couple of months ago now where we go from location to location to location and try ice cream. Does it get any better than that? You should have your own Scoop Squad. It's great. Go on about, roll on out and see what it is. So this is week number three. And I live in Mentor. And I went east side. Felt like it was Aurora, not technically maybe east side, but I decided to go east side. Try a place.
I'm looking at your video right now. I don't know what it is you're eating, but it looks amazing.
It is. I kind of, you know, I think I had a cone last time, and I just decided to go with something a little bit different, and it was, did not want to leave.
I was going to say, it looks like a wise choice.
I did not want to leave. Scoop Squad, where do we go? That would be next. Scoop Squad, out and about at Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Trying ice cream all over Northeast Ohio.
Where did you go this week?
Biggie's Custard, which is located in Mentor on the Lake.
I just watched your video. There's an expansive menu. There's a lot of... I mean, how would you even narrow that down?
So much. Even if you just look at custard flavors, that one board, there are so many different things. They've been there a long, long time. There's a lot of different... custards and sundaes, and it's you know, it's old school. It's very cute.
It's hard work making that decision, but someone's got to do it.
I love this. Scoop Squad, unsponsored. I went with the chocolate peanut butter pie sundae, and it is chocolate custard drizzled with peanut butter and had a graham cracker almost rim because it came in a cup, right? It's a sundae, so if you can imagine that. That's
the graham cracker is what did it for me when I saw that.
Mm.
What is it, like a liquid peanut butter? Like a melted peanut butter?
On top of that.
With a chocolate.
And it kind of drizzled down the sides, so when you got a scoop of it, You would have some of the whipped cream.
Oh, my.
And you would have the chocolate custard,
yeah,
the liquid peanut butter, and oh, some graham crackers on that thing.
That sounds so good.
How is it even possible to have less than five scoops on a rating system? One scoop being the worst, five scoops being the best. I gave it five scoops. It was tremendous. It was almost, as you mentioned, tough to even figure out what to get. I thought about you, and even my daughter mentioned something and said, hey, Dad, there's a s'mores sundae there.
Oh.
They had like a Browns theme. There was all sorts of things going on there, but I went with that, and it was fantastic. The video, you can check it out. Scoop Squad, week number 3. Jen and Tim Show. We'll share it over to Star 102 socials as well, but Jen and Tim Show specifically on Instagram and Facebook today.
So you were off last week when I did the Scoop Squad. I was out in North Ridgeville at the Dairy Grove, and I happened to go after a baseball game. So a lot of the kid, like the baseball team was there, their parents, a lot of the dads, stuff like that. They had a lot of questions about Scoop Squad. They were familiar. I didn't even tell them about Scoop Squad. They were very familiar. Like, they knew what it was. They had some questions, tough questions, and it made me realize how very not technical we are. And maybe we should have thought this through a little better before we did Scoop Squad.
Oh, no.
You're going to wait till you...
Did you have answers?
Wait till you hear the question they asked me. You and I, of course, never thought of it.
Oh, no.
And you're going to be like, oh, yeah, maybe we should have done that.
And we had months to prepare.
Oh, we had months.
We could have easily done this.
We could have easily done this.
Oh, no.
And their question was just, it was just such a valid question. And I'll tell you what I said.
That's next. Well, we're going to get to that question. I just really like that we are highlighting local spots.
Same.
During this Scoop Squad, by the way, in Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. This week, it was Biggie's Custard, which is in Menor on the Lake.
So, yeah, I was talking about last week. You were off, so we didn't get to discuss it when I went to Dairy Grove in North Ridgeville. And I went after a baseball game that we had in North Ridgeville. A lot of the team were there. Their parents were there. And we were waiting in line because there was a line because everyone knows Dairy Grove and loves it. That was my first time there. And one of the dads looks at me and is like, oh, yeah, Scoop Squad, what's your control group? I was like, I'm sorry, excuse me, what? And yeah, and then one of the kids jumped in and was like, yeah, are you doing like vanilla at each spot or chocolate at each spot so that you're comparing all of them so that your scoop rating is accurate and like well-balanced? And the one dad looked at me, he's like, well, I work in the medical field, so I'm very like, you know, technical and sciencey and stuff like that. I'm like, I don't.
This is not in a vacuum situation.
We don't do a control group. Because basically, they were curious, like, what our process was. Like, are we going to all of these places to rate them and trying the same item in all of these places? Like, are you going to try it vanilla each place? Are you going to try it chocolate at each place? I'm like, absolutely. We have no system.
There's no system.
We're just
at
showing
all.
Up and ordering what looks delicious. Like, I mean, we literally did not think that through even one dot. I just went and ordered what I wanted.
I also did. And we're going to places. I mean, I've been to Biggie's before, but I was at, you know, our first place. I had never been there before. I didn't know what to get. I asked the young man who was fantastic what to get. So you at least led me to kind of your popular or your, you know, your most popular item. But yeah, I didn't think that through at all.
I didn't either.
I think they were
concerned, or not concerned, they were curious.
That's fair. That
about
makes sense.
Our scoop system. Because, you know, you can get 1 to 5 scoops per place, but they don't know, like...
What could possibly be one scoop?
I don't know.
Who has had ice cream? Because full disclosure, like, you can stick around for my rating. It's always going to be 5 scoops because I love ice cream.
Yeah, same.
And I can't imagine something being, what is, and I'm not calling out any local places or anything else, but when have you had ice cream? There's better ice cream than others.
Sure.
There's generic. I understand that. What is a one scoop rated ice cream?
I don't know. I guess my point is they thought we were much more serious about it than we are. That's
so they
all.
Clearly don't listen to the show. They're podcast listeners.
They were like, wow.
They're medical field.
They are much fancier than us. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, maybe next year.
Thank
that
you
time
for the
around.
Feedback. Yeah. No, you know we're not going to do that.
We appreciate you letting us know we're doing it entirely incorrectly.
No, that's not it. They
no, they're
saying
right.
It.
We're not comparing apples to apples. It's apples like, to oranges to then also shoes. We're not doing anything right.
It was such an innocent, genuine question. Like, what's your control group? And I'm like, wow, I don't. That's, yeah, we're not.
Yeah.
We just go and eat ice cream.
We eat ice cream and we post the videos on social.
That's right.
We don't need to get into this now, but I have a real, I really want to know what this is. It's Star 102,
what?
Cleveland's feel good favorites. I don't know if this is specifically a Biggie's Custard on Menor on the Lake where week number 3 of Scoop Squad took us, or if this is a general statement, but it's top fan Angela Beck. The ice cream nachos are the best.
What?
What are ice cream nachos?
What's a nacho?
I don't know if it's Biggie specific or if this is, or if ice cream nachos are everywhere. I've never heard. Have you ever heard of ice cream nachos?
No, but I want them now. Is it like cones? Like, are the cones the nachos in a nacho
shape?
You dip
it and you use the ice cream as a dip, you do?
If
somebody knows, we have to get to Trump Tui. I understand that. But if you know what that is and could describe that to us, maybe right before Trump Tui, we hit that. I have never heard of ice cream nachos. If that's part of a, could you imagine it like waffle cone nachos? That's because they're sturdier, you know?
Yes.
And you dip that into your
whatever ice cream. This is what I'm imagining.
That would be heavenly. Thank you, Angela. We appreciate the message.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.